Yeah, you know, definitely the physical aspect of the game is something that I've always used. It's been something that's been a part of my game, you know, really since, you know, college. Just, you know, your coaches start telling you, hey, when you're big, you got to play big. So, you know, but it's going to go both ways. So, in practice, it gets real competitive. It gets real handsy. The DBs are going to get real physical with you down the field, so you got to get physical back. You're not going to want to get pushed around in practice. But, you know, once the game starts and the whistle's blown, you're going to play a little bit smarter, and the DB's going to play a little bit smarter. And then it's just going to be, okay, who can outsmart the other? So, you know, I'm working on all those things. I'm continuing to work on not using, you know, my hands as much when it comes to releasing and stuff. But at the same time, I still got to keep that physical aspect to my game because I feel like that's what makes me me. I mean, there's a lot of distinct differences. I mean, when it comes to, like, safeties, at the same time, those guys still aren't used to always covering. Those guys used to coming down hitting. So whenever you get, like, you know, in their area, they're going to be physical. They're going to want to put their hands on you because that's when they feel comfortable. That's when they actually feel safe in coverage. But with those DBs, they can play either way. Boykin can come up and get physical with you, but then he can bag up and play off man, just like if you were on the outside versus the outside receiver. So you just got to know your guys. You got to watch a lot of film and continue to study each one. But like I said, at the same time, I'm getting a lot of great work out here with these guys. And like I said, it's just awesome to be able to have those type of teammates to work against.